Yeah, ramble, ramble, ramble. Blah, blah, stuff for the intro. Who cares? Insert witty joke here that isn't really funny. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Game Podunk Cast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood, and joining me today is Korn and TK again. No
Hey,
Marshall.
oh,
TK
how's it
is not,
going?
but we, Marshall, I mean, we don't need to mention him anymore. He's,
I think
I mean, he's dead to
he's
us, but he's also never shown up.
I think he might have been kidnapped or something. That's kind of
He's a slave to
worrying.
anime.
Yep.
He's working on his chip.
Anywho, let's get down to business. What have we been playing? Anything this week?
Yes.
You have. What is it?
Clansi 2. Come back to that. It's got a
Yay!
nice little break.
It's
And it's changed.
changed.
It's different. I like
Cool.
it, actually. It's nice changes.
Did you
I
not
mean,
like it before?
not twisting my words. I love
Oh,
that side too.
you like
But
it?
like a lot of the changes are a lot pretty
Ah, oh, I
smart.
see. You like the changes?
Yes. Because I mean, I think we all know basically what the premise of PlanetSide 2 is: massive big warfare on a permanent map every area. So like, it used to be basically you capture a point that's like connected to your because I mean the map's like color coded basically depending on where you've taken positions. So as long as it was connected to your front line, you could capture it. I think. I should probably remember that because that's important. But, now it's like there's kind of like connections, so like a big web. So you can only capture a point that is connected to another point that you've captured previously. So it sort of directs the combat a bit more. And slows it down as well, which is sort of a mixed thing. That's the only thing I'm not entirely sold on, but it is quite good because, I mean, apart from the idiots who don't seem to understand that maybe tactics is a good idea, who decide that, no, it's okay, we'll just capture this point we can't actually capture and just waste our time, which is so annoying. And I'm pretty sure half the chat box is just people yelling at other people, being like, hey, you can't capture that point you're at, so just come and be useful over here. But apart from that, it definitely, like, everyone kind of goes into these areas that they can't actually capture, and it. I mean, I roll with the convoy a lot, I think everyone kind of does, because that's how you get things done. But it does mean the convoy has to stop, and then you have to capture the point and then go to the next point that you can capture. Unlike just rolling, leaving some people behind to capture, and then keep going. That's all right. I like it. It looks prettier as well. I mean, not graphically. PlanetSide 2 already looks f***ing amazing. Although it runs quite poorly when I max it out. But I mean, it runs poorly for everyone. I think someone was like, oh, "I have a Titan and it runs bad for me," or whatever. I'm like, "F***ing hell." Oh, starters, you bought a f***ing Titan. What the hell?
Angry.
Yeah. I mean,
It's like three F
are you su
bombs in 10 seconds.
so passionate.
Yeah.
Rawr.
What was
Apart from that, I
that?
got like there's a new vehicle actually, which is very useful. It's like a little how would you describe it? Buggy kind of thing. I don't know, like three people jump into it,
Yeah.
like a future Humvee, I guess. You got a turret and everything. It's quite useful, unless your driver crashes. Thanks a lot, Mr. Driver. You're
Drunk.
a f***ing great help.
I
Pretty sure
assume
everything's.
that's a story that something that happened.
Yeah.
It's
You
quite
know, I'm liking
possible.
it. I'll play more of it. I'm enjoying it. Done.
So look forward to next week.
When I
PlanetSide
play
2
more
talk.
PlanetSide 2, yeah.
Yep. Anything
I'm getting
else?
into it.
You're getting into it?
No. If I could talk about
Just
PlanetSide 2,
you
I'm getting
get
back
you
into it,
getting
and I'm
into
like,
it. You've
yes.
too much. Nothing else
Yes.
has been played because of that game.
Well,
I wouldn't say too much. It's if you
played a
like it, you like it.
few Dark Souls here and there. Apart from that, not much gaming.
All right.
Just, Pretty sure I'm doing better this time in Plants 2 anyway. Less dying, more killing.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
What about you, TK? Have you been playing anything?
Surprisingly, no.
Aw.
I...
Wow.
You...
You're fresh out of games.
After last week's new record of beating 2 games in less than a week. One of which you started that same week.
Yeah. I played a little bit of this week. I'm like a couple hours past week, but I've been lazy.
Yeah.
Just being lazy. I actually did something else other than gaming, which is just read anime.
You said
I've been reading Attack on Titan all week.
Notebooks, so, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, you said, I've been reading manga. Okay. A little less reading in that than books, but...
But, yeah, I might go back to gaming since it's the last week of vacation before I go back to college next semester.
And then you never play a game again.
Yep.
Nope. Say goodbye to fun.
It's gonna be horror. Kind of in the same boat. I haven't played much at all. I have
time waiting for Star Citizen.
Yeah, sure.
And Elite Dangerous. And X Rebirth. I'm getting sick of this.
Yes.
3 Space Sims. This is obnoxious. I'm going to have no time soon.
You say Space Sims. I imagine a Sims in Space expansion pack thing.
Now you've ruined the genre for me.
There you go. That was my plan. Anyway, I've been doing some routine Animal Crossing stuff.
I don't think games
basic
must be a routine.
And, well, it's like, you know, there are 4 fossils.
I guess I'll play Animal Crossing. I mean, this is my time allotment.
No, it's like stuff you do on Animal Crossing. There's stuff you do each day that once you do that, you don't have to play anymore until the next day. Like getting fossils and looking for certain money hidden around and then going to the store to see what they have, and then you're pretty much set unless you want to go make $1 billion or 1 billion bells at some tropical island somewhere. Other than that,
I don't think I'll
ever
understand Animal Crossing.
It's one of those games that you don't really understand and then you play it and you can't stop playing it. At least that's been the case for a lot of people. It's like, oh, this
I'm
is
pretty
actually
sure there's
good.
A few good addiction centers around that
you know,
could help you out with that.
You know, somebody I wouldn't have expected who became addicted to it, Cliff Bleszinski. I think
okay.
I saw tweets saying that Animal Crossing is the new his drug of choice or something. I don't know. The guy
what was
who
his drug of choice previously. Kinda, he looks like a meth guy to me.
Probably. Who knows?
Yeah.
He probably didn't tweet about it. Oh, dude, this meth, man. Anyway, before we go down a dark path, I played a tiny bit of Super Mario 3D Land because I got street passes for that, and it was maxed out, so I decided to just go do it. It was actually because the 3DS has the new street pass relay feature where when you go by certain Wi-Fi hotspots like McDonald's, you can get street passes from people who also went to McDonald's previously, and, you know, it kind of saves their information and whatever until you come and take it. And I got someone from New Mexico that way, which was weird.
Wow.
I was like, oh, dude,
got,
this is a thing.
Got
you
their
can actually
street
get
pass or got the person themselves?
I got their street pass.
Passed by McDonald's, stole some persons. All good.
yeah, that's what happened. Nothing else. That's like it. Haven't even played any Let's Play stuff. I've been too busy editing this stuff. editing takes a lot of work. Whenever your recording kind of messes up sometimes. But yeah. I'll start back up some games soon. Anyways, last week we talked all about the future, well, not all about the future, but mostly about the future, and we ended before we could do any questions, so since We have some lovely future-related questions for, well, some of which were asked after the podcast was recorded. I thought we'd go ahead and spend this episode answering those, you know, since future-related and all. Kind of be weird to spend the next 3 or 4 weeks answering future-related questions and nothing else. So, first up is Blaze Knight, who asks, are known series and franchises becoming stale or predictable? Or is is this just an element of storytelling and the audience is becoming too smart for its own good? It depends on...
Yeah, it depends on certain games.
Because, I mean, there are, like, even shows nowadays, like, people like to predict things, but, like, a lot of it is, like, if in a series, sometimes you can predict something based on what the series has had before. Like, you know what kind of, like, what to expect from the writers or whatever. And
then just certain tropes you think it's going to fall into.
And sometimes it's just stuff that's supposed to happen, that's supposed to fall into place, like, you shouldn't expect, like, something ridiculous, like, oh, aliens come down, and, like, something weird happens that you would never expect. Sometimes you just have to write it in a way that it should be written, and not just to surprise the gamer or viewer or reader, whatever you're...
I think either extremes are quite bad, and then being really predictable and then really unpredictable.
Yeah.
Two things I don't really like. You need to have all the unpredictable stuff make sense when you're observing it. Like, okay, that makes sense that the aliens came down and invaded.
Because they hinted about it earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, stuff that happens that... I mean,
or
like...
just fits in.
Yeah. And I like whenever games have the unpredictable stuff, but when you play a second time through, you actually see all these hints that you're surprised you didn't notice before. Yeah. Because now you know how it ends, so whenever you see these, they stick out as, you know, hints.
That's probably one of my favorite things, is when you can go back to something, whatever it is, a book, game, or whatever, and just be like, okay, this all connects way better now that I know the whole thing.
That's why
I'm like,
good,
yes, a good story. You guys did it.
That's one of the reasons I like...
I need to wait, like, 5 years for another decent story to come out or something.
Yeah, that's why I like, you know, going through these things multiple times. Just because, you know, you will most likely miss something the first time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I
forget stuff.
Play it again. It's like, oh, dude, this is better the second time because I know all this stuff and it is really interesting. It makes sense. And, I mean, of course, it has to be interesting the first time through in the first place, and not just, oh, this makes sense now, because it didn't the first time through. But, yeah, as for the stale part,
gaming is, like, the stories of games are very pretty traditional.
Mostly,
at the moment,
like,
well.
J points.
Yeah. Like, I think some things, like, Assassin's Creed, I'd say, is kind of becoming stale, because you know what to expect. It's... You know, it's this same guy sometime in the future. He's just some different ancestor in some other country somewhere in some different time.
The differences that series has is all these little side things. Like, oh, ship combat, and oh, you can shoot with guns now. So it's very small, doesn't really change much.
Yeah,
it's like still Assassin's Creed, but with like these little wee non-important changes.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like... slowly changing it by adding new features, same stuff like the boat thing, like the naval battle is actually pretty fun, and try to be like make the story more fun and different instead of just going from town to town with horses or walking through there. So that kind of makes the whole story like a little bit different, like add in that feature to make the story fun and stuff, especially with hunting too. I like in Assassin's Creed 3. And sometimes the DLC can make a lot more funner too. Like the Tyranny of Washington got like some new skills, like a flying invisibility cloak and bear powers.
Judging from the second part of the question, I assume this is only story related. this whole question, because, you know, some people could say that, you know, gameplay in some games is becoming stale. And you know what to expect when you get into it, and it's just, oh, it's the same thing it's always been. Story-wise, though, some games don't even have a story, really. So it's hard to say whether it's stale or predictable, because, well, obviously, some, if it's the same thing like Mario or something, of course it's predictable.
Well, and then you never get tired of it. It's still popular.
Yeah, some things don't really care about the story, but the gameplay is where it's at, because they have some kind of new gameplay mechanic, but if you came for the story, go somewhere else. As for the stories that try to be good, or the writers that try to make a good story in games, as far as known franchises, I don't know. Some are becoming stale. Some are just predictable because of, you know, being that series. You kind of know what to expect from the writers.
Another good example, like, people don't care about the story, is Call of Duty. Everyone would go straight to the multiplayer.
Yeah.
And it's the same, pretty but much. They don't care about it. One Call of Duty is enough.
I think we are seeing a lot more franchises, just because that's the safe way to make money as far as AAA guys go. It's just this made money, we stick with it, which is getting quite stale.
Like they don't even invest much into the writing. They're just like, let's keep this going because we get money from it. And in that sense, they don't really make it unpredictable at all. It's just like, well, we all know what's gonna happen, so.
What's the point?
What's the point? What's the point of any of this? No. I don't know. In any case, let's move on to Blaze Knight's next question. The opposite of the franchise question. What's your take on new IPs / series? Is it that much more difficult to gain ground, or are they just not being creative enough? Have we seen everything? Everything's not bold.
Not everything. Like, example would be Watch Dogs. We've never seen a game that kind of has hacking abilities. Like, talk about, like, the NSA and stuff, and, like, watch every move you make. It's kind of interesting to see that type of game. And another example would probably be Remember Me, like, the game that uses, like, memory things or something to fix whatever the problem they have.
Forgetfulness.
Yeah. There's a lot of ideas that still could be utilized that haven't, and really
a bunch of cool ideas. Gaming's still quite young as far as that, and we haven't really found the best way to use interactivity to tell new stories yet.
Yeah, we definitely haven't seen everything, and some people might think we do because they can't think of anything else. But the people who do think of those other ideas, and some people play it too safe. You know, they do stuff people are used to, and that's why we never see new things, and people don't really think about it too much.
Indie games that I heard about, post-mortem.
Indie games in general. It seems like these indie devs are just like, they're coming up with these unique ideas that, you know, the bigger companies are usually too afraid to risk because, they don't want to make a failed game because...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Have either of you heard about post-mortem? Post-mortem.
A game, I assume?
Yeah. You play as Death, and you choose one person to kill, and you see how that affects, like, the story or whatever.
Interesting.
There's a trailer. You guys keep talking. I think TK was saying stuff. I'm sure it was brilliant.
Was he?
I was seeing... I forgot now.
Oh, thanks. No, thanks, Korn.
I knew I had something in mind, and then I was listening you guys continue. I think I said something about making new games. It's kind of hard to make a new story because a lot of stories you see on TV and games are similar in cliche. That's why a lot of like gaming developers do some research, like when they visited different places, like for Assassin's Creed, they go to different countries. And do some research, like, hey, this place would be interesting. Hey, let's do a Let's mix up a little history bit, like change some stuff. So
yeah,
it, a lot of games got to do research to make a story.
Yeah, really, it's impossible to make a completely new idea, in terms of story because so many things have been done. It's like if anyone saw that South Park episode where Butters as his alter ego, Professor Chaos, tries to find some kind of evil thing to do, and everything he tries to do was done on The Simpsons. And like at the end, he, like everyone else, is doing something that happened on The Simpsons, and he was like laughing at them for it, and they're like, who cares? The Simpsons have done everything. And then they talk about how The Simpsons actually ripped off of a lot of other stuff that was that came before it, and pretty much the moral of that story is everything's been done. There's really no way to make your own. You'd have to be really, really creative to find something that absolutely has not been done in the history of storytelling.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stories over the years.
Yeah. You just have to twist it so much that you don't think about anything else but that story at that time. Because you can do that, you know? A fresh take on something that's already been done. You know, it's possible. I mean, like...
There's plenty of things that were possible, or weren't possible in the past that are now. Just like, such video games, like technology's improved, so you can tell fairly new stories. And then things that people have, like, you never get too many World War One shooters, just because that's not, I guess, as fun as World War Two. That's probably something you shouldn't say. I'm sure World War One would.
Even
they were fun.
Even so, like, they used to do World War II, and now it's more like the, you know, modern warfare is the big thing now. Like, people want it more recent. And, yeah. So, go on.
That's sort of it.
That was it.
It's a bit.
Yeah. And it's not just, like, with aside from story, if it's just, like, gameplay ideas, you know, that you can do something that hasn't been done.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a lot easier to, you know, not do so, because, you know, there's only a certain period of time where this stuff existed, so it's
like
a lot easier to do something
changing.
New. Yeah.
Like, comparatively, we haven't had, like, 3D, we haven't even had HD that long.
Yeah, and stuff like say, the handhelds, and even, like, mobile gaming, and Wii U, and the new things that are coming out, whatever they do, like, with Kinect, and that little touch thing on the PS4 controller. You know, that this stuff is new, you know. The stuff that didn't really exist. You know, they're making this hardware that'll make new ideas possible that haven't been possible before, really. And so, you know, that makes it even easier to come up with something new. If you
gameplay
actually...
Well, I think.
If you're
gameplay
actually willing. Yeah. And then that's why I like whenever they come up with new hardware ideas, because it keeps it from getting stale, because, you know, yeah, let's come up with ideas that really haven't been possible before. Let's reshape the gaming industry. You know,
technology's moving fast.
All this technology talk.
Realistic.
Oh,
shame most of this fast moving technology isn't actually that good, but whatever.
All this technology talk kind of reminds me of the new Steve Jobs movie coming out.
Ah, Ashton Kutcher, my favorite actor.
Actually, aside from him,
taking
I'm
on the role he was born to do.
I'm interested. I don't know. To be fair, he does look quite a bit like him, the young Steve Jobs. If you look at a picture, you'll probably see most of them comparing the two. But yeah, I guess we can go ahead and move on. This is Blaze Knight's last question. What about new developers and producers? People that work on known series eventually leave, and then the game continues, but takes a turn fans don't like. For example, Hironobu Sakaguchi left Square Enix and made Last Story, which got amazing reviews. Final Fantasy has become something that's average and is being held up by its name alone. That's a long question. So... What was the question?
We'll continue to see new developers.
Yeah.
That's inevitable.
and stuff like that, like with the big people leaving these companies and starting a new IP. Like even that's good because it lets them be, you know, they start new, you know, new IP, they have new ideas and whatever. And you know, I guess in a way you could consider them a new developer because they start a new company and everything that does new things that their old company is doing.
Different aside people, from, they just have it's mainly just the leads leave, like the big head people, you know, leave, and then they get a few developers around them.
Mr. Mega Man and whoever else.
Whoever the Infinity Ward dudes were.
Oh, yeah.
Or like 400 dudes who left Infinity Ward.
What was the last time we got a new, like, AAA developer? Like, you know, one of the ones that come out with these big games these days. What was the last one? No, that wasn't indie.
The new guy?
Hmm?
Would you count 4A, the dudes who made Metro?
I don't know. I mean, didn't really hear about them too often before, so I don't know.
They were the dudes, that was the company that left, whoever made the Stalker series, I think, and then they formed 4A. Or did they, I'm pretty sure that was them. No.
I don't know.
Or THQ was it?
I don't know much about 4A.
Was it Relic Games?
Wasn't it like Game Station Company? Hold on, I think I've got. This makes fantastic radio. Where's the f***ing disc? There it is. Stop playing now. Big Composer? No. Yeah.
We're all prepared here.
Anyway, yeah. I think that may be right. You have to fact check everything I say.
Yeah.
That, John.
Do that, guys. If you care.
You're definitely seeing people leaving studios to make their own studios more than new studios popping up.
Aside from indies. Indies, it's a lot easier because it's just one person or maybe a couple of people who are making this game. Usually nowadays, Kickstarter or something helps them out. But
you're also interested enough seeing old devs coming back.
Yeah.
And then going on Kickstarter.
Yeah, that too.
Chris Roberts and Stasis and...
Bring that back up again.
Yes. God.
Can never get it.
Enjoy this brief period before Stasis. Listen this out when I'm still optimistic, because it's probably going to be disappointing, because I'm not allowed to be happy.
Awesome. But yeah, what were you saying? You'll have to something?
Oh, no, it's telling Corner, I should make him happy.
Or
make him happy.
Was that how?
He says he wants to make you happy.
I don't know.
That's kind of a weird thing to say.
Is he hinting? Because I'm sorry, TK. I wouldn't do that much.
It's also a bit of a long distance relationship and all. Anyway, kind of went somewhere. Get back on the road here. Who else left big companies to start their own? That you could think of.
Peter Mullen.
Oh yeah, that's right. He did do that. He left Microsoft and decided to do something else.
Last Guardian dude has technically left, but he's still kind of there finishing up Last Guardian.
So he's going to leave as soon as it's done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he said he's left, but he's like still there, which I'm sure is not awkward at all.
Yeah. There's also, now that I think about it, as far as like Nintendo companies go, I don't remember. Metroid Prime the first game that Retro made? Because I can't really think of anything else before that. I'm not sure how recent that was in comparison to others, but actually, they pretty much showed up as soon as Rare left them. So it's like,
oh yes, Rare.
Their immediate replacement. There's also that. That brings up a good point. Nice transition there. You know, whenever Microsoft bought Rare, obviously not much happened, but pretty much because of that, because of all the changes Microsoft was forcing on them, a lot of the original guys left, including the heads of everything. And now it's a completely new studio making crappy Kinect games and all. And if anyone knew or didn't know, the original, you know, the people who left Rare, they kind of got together and they're trying to get support to make a spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie. Obviously, since Microsoft owns Banjo-Kazooie, they can't make any of those games, but they want to make something themselves that's like Banjo-Kazooie that is a new IP, but is, you know, something, because, you know, that thing that happened to Banjo-Kazooie where they got all into car racing and stuff. They're like, woo, this isn't what fans really want. They want the original stuff, so.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying is, like, obviously I don't know for certain, but I think a lot of these devs leave, start their own studios, then make the games they want to make because they couldn't
because
their previous devs.
Big companies are manipulating their properties so they can't do what they want. And
I guess, like, a lot of, like, I presume the Infinity Ward guys were like, hey, want to do something that's not Call of Duty, so I might just, you know, leave. Because it's clear we're not going to do anything that's not Call of Duty for the next, like, 20 years.
But it makes us money, so. Yeah, well, I'm an artist, so.
I can't imagine working at Infinity Ward. I would be so burnt out. It's like, what are we working on now? Oh, another military shooter. Fantastic. What are we going to put in this one? A dog? Holy sh! That changes everything.
Hasn't been done before. Damn. So it means it's completely
all
fresh.
Video games. Revolutionary.
But yeah, that's a lot of indies. Some people unhappy with their big companies, so they leave. Start their own.
Yeah, for most of it, they seem to relatively successful.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, I'm sure I've forgotten the ones that were unsuccessful because they were unsuccessful, so I forgot them.
It's really because, you know,
got, like, Respawn's making Titanfall.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of them...
Metro's working out well for play.
You know, a lot
here
of them,
you go.
A lot of them have their their names going for them, like the guy who made Final Fantasy and the composer of Final Fantasy now working on this other, with this other studio, like, yeah, everyone's not going to know about that because of who they are. And the same thing applies with...
you'd have to search quite hard to find someone who doesn't know.
I mean, really. And the guy who made Mega Man. Obviously, these names are Japanese, so a lot of people might not recognize the names themselves, but...
Oh, no.
Knowing
the games they made, it like
knowing their history, knowing who these people actually are, that at least have owned the studio and made the games and stuff, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people don't really know the guy's name, but they're like, oh well, he made The Last Story and he made Final Fantasy. I don't know his name, but I know he made those two games, and because you hear about the father of Final Fantasy, and then you hear about this, I don't know, it's usually. You hear about the game that the new game they're making is like, oh well, he also made this before. It's like, oh cool.
Yeah, it's like an automatic positive because of the big name.
Yeah.
Like Chris Roberts making Star Citizen.
Yeah. Going back to that again. All right.
Whoa! What was that?
Someone was attacked.
I got ambushed by a couple of burglars. It's alright though.
Get some off.
I killed him in 2 seconds, I guess. Cause that was...
robots?
Yeah, sure. I'll cut this part out, but I was scrolling so I could read the next questions. Okay, moving on. Kikyu asks, do you guys think that next-gen consoles will need antivirus? We all know that hackers like to go after services, but isn't it about time spammers and other dangerous internet exploits start attacking consoles?
Who is using their consoles to browse the internet? And, hi, and why the f*** are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like, Doc's the only person I know who's ever done that, and that's because his PC
Doc?
Got, like, mounted by lightning. Jared, whatever. You young kids don't know these stone names.
Some of them,
like,
do.
Remember Master of the Claw? Oh, he used to write all the time.
Oh yeah. Like who's that
He still
again?
does, I guess,
Huh?
but we know him as Marcus.
And Satiamix, however you pronounce
Thank God we call him Jason these days.
his name. I don't think anyone even knows.
Sitamix. Sitamix. Sounds like concrete. Sitamix.
Yeah, it's a mix. It's a company.
It probably is. Probably owe them something now.
Yeah, as far as consoles that people use to browse the internet, I've heard a lot of people, at least on GamePodunk, they say that the Wii U has like a really good browser, and I have used it, and I agree it is a good browser, though I use my computer more often for that because you know it's more convenient for me. But you know, there's that. So if these next these other next gen consoles also have good web browsers, then I suppose as on the browsing front, it's possible that viruses might start coming. I mean, they have attacked, you know, Sony and everything in the past.
No, those are
So,
hackers. They're going after the actual console, not
yeah, I
just
know.
people hanging out on the interwebs.
Yeah, but I suppose it's possible they could actually attack. But like, I don't know. I don't really know how it works, though. I do know, you know, with
Neither,
these
but.
with the other two using, like. Kind of computer infrastructures and stuff.
Computer
I'm
things.
wondering, it's computer things. I'm wondering if,
Technologies.
I'm wondering if it makes it easier for virus makers to attack them.
Well,
I don't
like,
know.
we'll see, I guess. But like, I don't think you need to worry about like going onto PSN and like getting a bunch of viruses or anything.
Yeah, like a just
Pretty
get.
sure Sony would notice if something like that was going on. Hold on.
It's not like you're gonna get pop-ups while you're playing a game.
F***ing hell. Probably will in like 10 years when consoles are basically just computers.
Computers that you hook up to the TV. Oh wait, that can be done right now.
Actually, I do that, but anyway.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people do. I would if I could.
You can't, so deal with it.
We'll see, I guess, 'cause who knows?
I think the whole hacking thing is kind of like, we're kind of in the bit where like everyone's on the internet, but not everyone really understands it. So you are getting like hacking and stuff like it. Anonymous
Oh,
is apparently a hacking group, even though they just use denial of, was it DDoS, I think.
don't they usually go after like government stuff and
Yeah, I think they brought down a bunch of New Zealand crap recently, and everyone's like, "Oh, we're being hacked." I'm like, "F off."
like
Except
I
France.
don't know. What did they do any just like annoying troll hacking where they're like, "Oh, there you go. Screw you. Spam. Oh, you can't
No,
use
they
your
just
computer now.
overloaded a few
Thanks."
websites over here and brought it down because, you know,
Yeah, usually they
is it
do stuff
DDoS? I think it
because
is.
they usually do stuff
Denial of
for sort of a
Return.
cause, whether it's justified or just
Well.
something they want to do. But
Thank you.
Dressed up as a cause.
dressed up as a cause. I mean, obviously anonymous is just anybody who doesn't give out their personal information. So most of the internet. But, you
My
know.
name is actually Corn, by the way, guys.
But yeah. Who knows? I'm not a hacker, so I don't know the possibilities for that.
I
What they could
think we'll
do.
probably still have consoles being hacked every now and again. Like, I mean, you still get like, oh, Steam's been hacked, and oh, this has been hacked, and oh, this has been hacked, and you're like, I just changed my passwords and my suite.
Yeah.
Usually they don't get like credit numbers and stuff like that. Credit card numbers, not credit numbers. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and with account information, it's gonna be hard because a lot of them are linked up to, you know, you, and it's kind of impossible to change that 'cause without stealing the console or something. Depending, I don't know. I know some do that
I
where.
mean, a lot of people use the one password or whatever, and like, so you can
Oh yeah,
access
that too.
anything with. Which, hey guys, that's not a good idea.
If you have like a back door in the console where you can just come in and manipulate it or something. But I don't know.
I enough different passwords. My iTunes password is basically just every, because I keep forgetting it.
Do tell
and I
us,
can't
what
remember
is
any password.
it? Tell the world.
It was. It's basically just me hating on Apple.
Okay.
Because I get sick of it every time. It's like, oh, I need to sign on. Oh, I forgot the password. What was it? It's like, f*** you, Apple. I f***ing hate Apple. Whatever. No, it's not these. I gotta actually change it.
Then they give it's you like, they send you an email saying that you were banned for your password.
I don't f***ing care. I just use Spotify. This.
You hate Apple.
Oh, I'm sick of Apple. we answered that.
You fruitsist. Fine. Kiku's next question. What game companies do you think will redeem or improve themselves in the near future?
None of them.
I would have to say Square Enix. Because they haven't been really good with the fans lately.
Yeah.
And with the announcement with Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
First 13 into 15, it got them more excited and more hopeful for the future. Plus, one of the... Didn't the CEO, like, step down a while back?
And they got replaced.
They did say that they wanted to make some changes.
Yeah, so, there was all that news in the past about what they were planning on doing. Can't really remember what it is, but I know they were trying to reshape the company, and obviously with Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15 coming out soon. Well, one of them coming out sooner than the other. Probably. Maybe. Probably not, actually. Because it's been delayed a billion times. But, yeah, I think they'll probably get more positive feedback with those. And, of course, they also have, on, you know, the 3DS side, they have Bravely Default, which is coming out here. It's, yeah.
That's, I think that
I mean, these games actually have to be good.
Handheld gaming.
Yeah.
Like most of their games for handheld. They actually haven't been doing bad. They're actually pretty
yeah.
good. Like Breath by Sleep, Theory.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, the Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah. Can Dream Drop Distance, Breath by Sleep. They've made a lot of handheld ones. They're fillers for Kingdom Hearts 3 or whatever. They had, like, Chain of Memories in between the first two, and then, like, 5 in between the second and third. But...
And they're always coming out with, like, remakes, too, like, Final Fantasy 6 on the PSP, and then now...
Yeah.
Or was it 4? It was the complete collection.
Oh, they sort of remade 4, I think.
Like, they're always, like, porting more stuff.
Yeah. Other companies...
I think they could redeem themselves. Who's company that's like in the shit at the moment? EA? Do you think? Nah, they're not gonna.
They're not gonna redeem themselves. They've had their chance.
They could if they really wanted to. I mean, I think Star Wars Battlefront and Mirror's Edge 2 are some, is you know,
yeah,
not too bad. But everything else, no. Get rid of Origin. Stop using that. Just deal with Steam. Come on. We don't use GOG. That would be amazing if EA used GOG. Or GOG or Good Old Games or whatever people call it. Says. GOG.
GOG. So it's redeem
EA,
or improve.
Gaming companies,
so...
do you expect to have a hard time making the next gen transition? Are we not going to the next question?
Oh. I was trying to think of more, but we could because I can't really think of.
Did we mention EA?
Yes.
Okay. We did.
I missed it because I was eating pizza.
Ubisoft?
Oh, Ubisoft.
I don't know. Well, yeah, improve. I don't know. What do they. Are they. On the
they play with the
decline.
Whole Blood Dragon success thing quite well. I mean, I'm just improving people's eyes. Though
yeah.
I have a low opinion of everything, so it might just be me.
Yeah, and they have Rayman Legends, so that's at least improved for me. And
Microsoft?
In terms of thoughts. Yeah. Well, I mean, with that guy leaving, maybe. Who knows? Probably not, but it's possible. Anything's possible. Can't really think. I'm trying to think of like companies that have gone downhill. Oh boy. I don't know. Let's not think too hard.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe Epic Games to do something else other than Gears of War.
Yeah, if you make a new IP, maybe.
They
still,
have to. if there's another Gears of War, I don't think anyone's going to buy it.
Yeah.
This is like, really?
Yeah. As soon as the next one comes out, people will start saying that they're just milking it. And then they'll stop buying their games. Because, like, yeah. But, yeah, let's not think too hard on this. Or we'll...
Yeah, it's all I can think of right now. Those
have, like, 20 minutes of thinking about it. In which case, let's move on to the question that Korn randomly asked, or
yes,
quoted. What gaming companies do you expect to have a hard time making the next-gen transition? Is it game-wise? Seem
quite optimistic about it.
Is this console-wise or software-wise? Like, I don't know. I guess I'll answer it as if you're asking about both. Microsoft seems to have a hard time making the transition already. can't really think of
I think
any.
Most of them have been quite optimistic about it.
Yeah. I can't really think of any companies that are like afraid and not ready for the next gen.
Oh, Infinity Ward would have to make a new engine. That's right. Gonna kill them. They might have to go a year without releasing a game.
No, that's not gonna happen. No.
2 years technically, but whatever.
I can't really think of an answer for this one. Yeah. It's like for Microsoft. That's my answer.
Research.
Microsoft.
I mean, what's there to say? I mean, the prices of getting like a dev kit has gone down. Like Sony's basically just hand them away like candy, and I think all Xbox Ones are dev kits, I think.
Apparently, yeah. That's what I heard.
Although to actually make a game, it will cost a straight up fee of $4,000. Also, I don't know. It's Microsoft. They'll do something.
I think with the Wii U, it might be a little easier to make the transition, but a lot of companies don't want to. Because they
think
I don't know. Either they don't want to make something involving the screen, or they're just saying
it's just sales.
Inferior. Or whatever. Yeah, usually it's the install base is turning them off. Even though they don't seem to care that the other two don't have a single person in the install base at the moment. So
they have pre-orders.
They have pre-orders, but I don't know. Do all of the pre-orders usually stay that way?
Yes, every single one.
Because I know some people on Game Podunk canceled it recently. Because they're like...
Ooh. Was it me?
Was it?
I don't pre-order anything.
Me neither. I don't see the point, really. Unless it has, like, a super awesome figurine or something that I get for free. Otherwise...
Even then, I'm just like... I don't know anything about this game that's concrete that I would like it.
Yeah.
Oh, we harmonized our hums. That was good.
can't really think of any more that I can name off the top of my head.
I think there's some games that aren't, like, companies that aren't, like, AAA, but they're a little below that, like, I don't know, like, 4A is a relatively decent example. Like, they're making money, but they're not massive big AAA games.
Yeah, and a lot of, there are probably some companies that are like, we don't have enough money to make a new engine and, you know, you do all this stuff for the next gen. So, you know, some people might just stick with the older ones until they can afford it. Like, just...
Or move to, you know, PC or mobile or something.
Plus, when has, even with the last generation, the transition wasn't that big a leap at first, you know. Some of the earliest games didn't look that great compared to later in the generation. So, you know, transition's going to be, graphics-wise, the generation's probably going to be a smaller, a more lengthy transition than just getting from this to much higher. So I think, anyway.
Unless there's a bunch of hidden fees or something like that, where all of a sudden it's costing like $1 million to make a game, just to like start making a game.
Yeah.
Just by yourself. I think a lot of people that are still in business will stay in business next gen. Unless like they release a game and it's a flop, or they, I don't know, forget to release a game.
What did I forget to do this year? Oh, wait, I didn't make a game. What's wrong with me? Sir, we've been telling you this all year. You haven't? Okay. Well, let's move on to a question that's directed to me, actually. This one's for... what? Okay, fine.
What?
Kikyu asks, this one's for Jordan the robot. Okay. What is tomorrow like? I don't know why, but I expect a robot to know the answer to that.
Or yes. You could ask the dude who's actually living in tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's f***ing Monday here and it's Sunday there.
And the guy who actually sounds like a robot more than I do on this thing.
Bebop.
Even though his connection's better, so his infection's going down a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Tomorrow's alright. It's still like yesterday, but the sun's come out. I mean, it's quite cloudy.
There may be an apocalypse tomorrow.
It's looking likely, I'll say that.
You know, why do you expect a robot to know the future? I don't really know why that would be the case.
A robot can make predictions based on data, but, like...
It's not like I'm totally a robot in real life. It's not like robots can
predict.
Just go back in time once they live in tomorrow.
Once you go to the future, there's no going back. So yeah, the movie Back to the Future lied to you. I'm sorry.
Breaking her heart. Believed all this time that those three movies were accurate. You can actually make a time machine in the Old West out of a train that you somehow get out of nowhere. And without enough parts to actually build what you build. Those movies are quite inaccurate.
No way. Is there a movie about time travel that is accurate?
Not that I know of.
What about gaming?
No.
What?
Gaming's probably even worse with time travel.
Any gaming bots?
No.
Did Ratchet go back in time?
There was it a crack in time?
Yeah, crack in time.
They went crack in time, not back in time. That was horrible.
That's... That's
the last straw. I'm out of here. Anyway, that question doesn't really need to be.
Tomorrow's alright, but time change happens slowly.
Yeah, what he said. And tomorrow's actually in 2 hours for me, so
it's right now for me.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not. It's a few hours for actual tomorrow's.
If you're going to ask anyone, ask Korn. He's in the future. So, moving on.
You wouldn't know it.
Moving on. Before it becomes tomorrow. I'm sorry. Kezins asks, one thing I'd like to see talked about is the future of Atlus. I have a feeling Sega or Nintendo might buy them. I'm hoping for Sega because I really want more console SMT games and less portable titles. Though, I do wonder why, with Nintendo owning them, would there not be console titles?
Because Nintendo's the devil.
I guess he talks about that in terms of, like, not many Wii U games at the moment. But, I don't know. If it's Shin Megami Tensei, then... I don't know. It really
It'd probably be a mix, I think, if Nintendo owned
them. I mean, I'm sure they would want them to make console games because they kind of need that.
Yes.
It's just not and, like they're know, like, you know what? Screw the Wii U. Just make 3DS games. Who cares? And Sega's like, no, man. We want to support the Wii U. But I don't know. don't really, I don't know what's going to happen. I know a lot is just rumors and speculation about
Atlas is gonna
who's
get
going to buy
up.
Them.
I don't think anyone's going to let them just drop off.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of stuff about, like, if Nintendo owns them, then they're going to, you know, no more Persona games. All the Persona games are going to be taken off of all Sony stuff that ever was ever made. And so
do
a
you
lot
think
of...
it's likely Nintendo would buy them? I don't feel like it is.
I don't know. I
what's the last time Nintendo
really
just
don't
bought
know.
A company?
The one that made Xenoblade, I think. They bought that back
That's
in the GameCube era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they bought them from Namco back in the day. After, I think it was after the first Baten Kaitos, however you say that. That one series that you might know from the GameCube. Which was after they made the Xenosaga games for, you know, PlayStation stuff. But yeah, I don't know.
Someone's going to buy them, and I presume, unless they get bought by idiots, that they're probably going to be like, yeah, you're doing quite well, keep doing your thing.
I do kind of hope that that either they get bought by a third-party developer, or they become a third-party developer that isn't owned by anyone somehow. Because, you know, they have these IPs on multiple consoles, so
yeah.
What's going to happen if... one of, like, if Sony buys them, what's gonna happen to Shin Megami Tensei on Nintendo consoles? And same with Persona, if Nintendo bought them.
Has Sony lost lots, like, guys that bought? Because they bought, like, Insomniac, and I think they had Naughty Dog and all that.
I don't
like,
know.
Quantic Dreams. I think it's lost a few of those. So they might be, like, replenishing their dev stock.
I don't know.
Atlas.
Depends.
I think they're a little low on money, so they probably won't.
Yeah, it's... do they even have enough to buy Atlas? Good question, because they kind of took a blow recently. In fact,
Nintendo
I think
definitely
there was
has enough.
Yeah,
Sega I think would have enough.
Probably buy every company if they wanted to. If they didn't, they didn't feel like playing it safe. They're just like, you know what? Screw it. Let's
and
just
then
buy.
And Jamie would die.
There's no competition anymore though. So, yeah, I mean, I guess really all that would probably happen, unless it's impossible due to the consoles they were on before. But if Sony, you know, bought them and Shin Megami Tensei games were released on Sony consoles, or, you know, Persona games were released on Nintendo consoles, it wouldn't be that big a deal as long as the IP still exists. Just
you know, like,
with
it's not like, oh no, they're on Wii U, these high gravity, high graphics intensity games, they're going to be dumbed down. It's like, come on. They're basically visual novels with some
yeah
stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
I think wherever they end up, I'll probably play Shin Megami Tensei games on that console.
Yeah.
Unless I don't own it, in which case I'll say I will, but never actually will.
Gaming, man. Just buy the consoles and play whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
Say, oh no, it's not on Sony anymore, so screw that.
I hate people who complain about exclusives.
Yeah.
Like this is how they make money.
Yep.
There are three consoles for a reason. It's not like there are going to be three consoles and then all games are going to be on all systems. So, whatever.
It would defeat the point.
Just buy all the consoles if you care that much.
Competition's kind of how this thing works.
Healthy competition is how the gaming industry thrives.
Most streets thrive.
Yeah. That's how everything thrives, because... that's why they call them healthy competition. Kind of need it for things to succeed, to pursue, to whatever.
I don't know personally who's going to pick up Atlas, but they will be picked up, and I presume they'll be a little more like, hey, could you release games on like the Wii U, or release them on the PS3 or whatever? And they'll be like, okay, whatever, you're the guys who like pay our bills. So you might see like what they release on change a little bit, but I doubt like the formula that makes Shin Megami Tensei games is going to be any different. Or anything. Like, Atlas is probably not going to change too much, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Unless, like I said, just like EA comes in and buys them or whatever.
Yeah,
then, you know.
Then all the staff will be replaced and they won't make the same games anymore. And...
Cool of Persona.
They still have that word in there, though. we didn't completely get rid of it. We just changed it a lot. See? Persona's in the title, so... There you go. Anyway, yeah. If it gets picked up, we'll see what happens. Who buys it? What happens after they buy it? So. That's actually the end of the question, so.
Oh, woo. Wow.
What's the time on this?
About an hour, so. Let's end this.
Amazing how everything works out.
Yeah.
It's nice. Quite imaginable.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever he said.
Yeah, that guy said. It's quite awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That British guy. Bye, I think. That's the word I'm looking for.
Goodbye, guys. I'll miss you.
Alright.
Bye.
Later, guys. See you.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Star Citizen.
To the future.
To the future.
Dangerous.
Future of tomorrow. Birth.
TK is always way too enthusiastic about ending this.